Self-builder diaries. Leanne and partner Mark recently took on a renovation in Barnsley, while also tackling the running of their own business and raising three girls. When we first moved into our current home, we never planned to stay there long term. 12 years later, we were still there. We just hadn't found the home we were looking for. However, in 2017, a knock at the door changed everything. We live on a private road with four other properties, including two bungalows sitting side by side. The smaller one came up for sale and we put in an offer. We approached the neighbors and asked if they would consider selling us some of their land so we could extend the bungalow, which they were open to. Unfortunately, we weren't successful, but 3 weeks later, the neighbor's son offered us the chance to buy the lot. My husband was away, on a stag do, but I didn't hesitate. We agreed on a figure for the bungalow and land, and a gentleman's handshake sealed the deal. I immediately rang Mark to let him know I'd bought us a doer-upper. 4 years later, not the quickest vendors or conveyancers, plus a pandemic, in July 2021 we got the keys. With the world still on a go slow, we all set to work, ripping out carpets and kitchen, knocking down walls and the conservatory. To save time, we applied for planning permission, granted in February 2021. We had planning permission and the keys, but we were missing a builder. We got a few quotes, but they were either ridiculously priced or they couldn't fit us in for months and months. Then, out of the blue, a friend offered her partner's building services. I hope she asked him first, and they have been amazing. Anyone who comes to our site comments on the quality of their workmanship, and we honestly cannot fault them. Having worked in construction previously came in handy and definitely helped when sourcing materials, especially when the costs went through the roof during COVID. One unexpected cost, however, was the steel frame. At the time, we didn't realize that we needed a frame that big. Top tip: get the structural engineer involved before planning to check what's needed. But we couldn't change the design, apart from maybe the odd adjustment. The build process itself has been slow at points and then quick at others. We opted to project manage and have our own trades rather than a company taking on the entire project. The reason being that we are calling in lots of favors from family and friends to keep costs down where possible. So far, all the trades have got on great and are all looking forward to the moving in party if there's any budget left. We went to a specialist lender dealing in self-build projects. The mortgage being released in stages meant that certain things had to be put on hold until additional funds are released. We are roughly 60% into the build and are now wind and watertight, which is amazing. We do sometimes have to pinch ourselves at what we have created. We didn't realize the enormity of the build until we got a bird's eye view. It looked a lot smaller on the architect's drawings. We are ready to make a start on the internals and create something special for us as a family to enjoy. The girls have already designed their bedrooms in their heads, and now that some of the internal walls have taken shape, the reality is getting ever closer. Follow our build on Instagram at bungalow_714.